Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 2, we finished with part 2 of verse 3. Let's listen as we start with part 3 of verse 3 today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready today. We are in Titus chapter 2. I'll do just a real quick review, and then we'll get right into verse 2, where we left off last time. And so I hope that you'll be ready. I hope that you will call people that you know that love God, love the Lord, and love His Word, and ask them to follow as well. Ask them to have their Bible ready. Take notes and just share things that the Lord gave them from this study. Tell your pastor about us. We want to feel like that we are a help to the local church because we teach the Word of God as it is to men as they are. I oftentimes say, this is your radio pastor. And I say that only that as a pastor, an under-shepherd, my duty is to feed sheep. And so many times it is the people of God, God's sheep, that I'm feeding here. Now, as being a pastor over local church, no, your pastor is your true pastor, okay, of your local church. I am a pastor in the sense that I am leading you into the pastures of God's word to feed. And so I hope that you understand that. Now, perhaps you'd like to have a radio station that's just like the one you may be listening to. We're on the Fundamental Broadcasting Network, good relationship with them, love those people. And in addition to that, we're out in the Pacific Ocean, and we're there, we're on the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse. Oh, we love that, those folks down there doing an outstanding job there. And then down in Haines City, Florida, oh, I tell you what a blessing they are down there also. But we do have our own radio station. It also has its own app that you can listen to us 24/7. Go on your smartphone to your appropriate address for your obtaining those apps for it. Now, you know, it might be an iTunes store. It might be some other store that goes with your phone, but whatever it is, just type in the letters WTYG because you see our address on the internet for our radio station is WTYGFM.org. And you can go on your computer and just have it playing for you 24/7. That is good. Our church services are live streamed on it. That's Sunday morning, Sunday evening, and Wednesday evening. Sunday morning, we're on at 11 o'clock live stream, and then again at 6 o'clock live stream, and that is Eastern time all these times, so it's 11 o'clock on Sunday morning, 6 o'clock on Sunday evening, and then Wednesday night, it is 7 o'clock. Again, that's Eastern time, live stream, and so we encourage you to come to it and listen to it. You can even contact us through the website at WTYGFM.org, and so we encourage you to do that. We'd love to hear from you. Drop us a note and just say, hey, we really appreciated that program today. It might be one of the programs. It could be a Lester Roloff. It could be an Oliver B. Green. It could be a Shelton Smith. And on down the line of people that are on this radio station. And we would love to have you listen in as well. And we want you to tell others about us because we are the Lamp and Light Radio Broadcast. And we are part of FBN. And we love it. But we want you to also know that the way that Lamp and Light grows is for people as yourself to tell others about this broadcast. And so you're getting this, you're listening, let me encourage that. Again, go to our website for our radio station, WTYGFM.org. We would love you to visit with us. Now, as we go on to our study today, we're in Titus chapter 2. Let me read that first verse there, first of all, getting started here back in chapter 2. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. Please understand, anything the Bible teaches is sound doctrine. Okay, that's it. That is sound doctrine. Anything the Bible teaches. It'll teach us things not to do, then don't do it. It'll teach us things to do, do it. Either way, there's an accountability. We have something there in the Word of God. Sound doctrine is whatever the Word of God teaches, whatever the Word of God says. Some people out there think, well, it's not sound doctrine if you don't use the right words. Hamartiology. And ecclesiology, eschatology. Look, great words, but to be quite frank with you, anything the Bible teaches is doctrine. And I know that'll send some theologians up that old proverbial tree, but it is the right thing to tell you there, because that's what the Word of God is given for, is sound doctrine. So he says, speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, those things that line up with the Word of God, that the aged men may be sober, grave, temperate. You know, being temperate means you do what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it, and you don't do what you're not supposed to do. Let me just take one example. The local church, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. A gentleman wrote me one time, well, the word forsake means to leave altogether. You preachers need to get it straight. And I sent, since he sent me a letter, I sent them a letter back. You're right. Forsake means to leave altogether. But that's not the word in the scripture. The word is forsaking. It is there, not there. There, not there. I gave him Greek word, the Greek tense and everything else. Never heard back from him, but hopefully he learned from it. That's our desire, is not to put someone down, but to help them learn that they may grow thereby. But again, speak to other things which become sound doctrine. Okay, we know church attendance. So if somebody's faithful, then they're being temperate. They are doing what they're supposed to do. They aren't temperate. They aren't that God says is really a fruit of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God. One of the fruits is temperate. And so if they're not doing what they're supposed to do, or not doing what they're not supposed to do, like skipping church, then they have a spiritual problem. Sound in faith. When it says sound in faith, he's talking about doctrine. That which the Bible teaches. 100% behind whatever the Bible says. They put the Word of God ahead of the culture. They put the Word of God ahead of the political things that go on in this world today. They put the Word of God ahead of whatever this world says is popular. When it disagrees with the Word of God, they are wrong. The world is wrong. The Word of God is always, always right. And so he says, again, the aged men, be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. Oh, the older we get, the more impatient we can get. And so I hope that you followed that. You can go back on our website, look it up, and you can, if you missed it, find it on there, and you can follow it there here in Titus chapter 2 and verse 2. Now, we got started also last time on verse 3, the aged women. Now, I don't want to go into aged women. Some would say that this is somebody in their, some lady in her 60s and 70s. Some would say, no, it's some lady that is just at middle age. It doesn't matter what you want to put it at. What is important is these women that are older than young women have a ministry. You know, this is a God-called ministry on a Christian woman. It really is. The aged women have this God-called ministry for which they will give an account. If you're saved, then you, lady, will give an account for this as an aged lady. Regardless of what you want to say, what age it is. You know, someone will say, well, I might be 65, but I'm not aged. Well, we won't go there. I don't want to upset the apple cart on that, that you don't won't even listen as we get into the study here. But verse 3 says, the aged women likewise, they be in behavior as becometh holiness. Now, I like that because behavior as becometh holiness is the theme of the book of Titus. And that that becomes holiness is not false accusers. Sometimes people will hear something of someone, but really don't check it out. Sometimes they'll read something on the internet. Somebody goes, they visit your church. Maybe they join your church. You get their name. Boy, you go to the internet, search them out. Maybe there's something in their past. Maybe they've been arrested. Maybe they've done something. And so you automatically assume that that's the way they are. That's the way they've always been. That's the way they always will be. And so you got to tell people. You got to warn people. You're a false accuser. The Bible, let's tell you, if you've got a problem with somebody, you know, have ought, you go to them. You might find out, oh, yes, that was in my life, but I'm not that anymore. You know, 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11, some of those were effeminate, had been homosexuals, some had been drunkards, they had been all these other sordid things. And yet, after receiving Christ, verse 11 says, such were some of you, of 1 Corinthians chapter 6. In other words, they aren't that way any longer. And as Acts 11 tells us, what God has cleansed, don't call it common nor unclean. If you do, then what you're speaking is an untruth when somebody has been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. And so, and by the way, let me just add this at this point, even before we get into the study. If you've been that in your life, maybe you've been the homosexual. Maybe you've been the harlot that sold your body. Maybe you've been the male or female, what they call, is referred to as a slut. You didn't sell your body. You just gave it freely to whoever wanted it. But whatever it is, God can save you. Drugs, God can save you. He can save you from it. That's the great power of God. And what God has cleansed, call it not common nor unclean. So the aged women likewise, remember, verse 2 was the aged men. Now, verse 3 is the aged women. Teaching behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. Now, that's where we left off last time with this study, looking at the things that you should be doing and the way it should be a part of your life. And so this is the aged women. This is the behavior you're to have. But it doesn't stop there. Now it tells you the behavior to have. Why? Because God has called you to a ministry. So in verse 3, the ministry that you have, your testimony should be fitting and fall right in line with verse 3.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will